If you like superheroes, you're in the right place. It's April 14th, 2024. Today, Matthew Kasavitz's next project, an update about Peacemaker Season 2, an update about Sony's Crunchyroll, and a reboot for Heroes. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Matthew Kasavitz is set to direct an English-language passion project. It's a live-action animation hybrid called The Big War. He co-wrote the project with Caroline Thompson. Thompson is known for writing The Nightmare Before Christmas, Corpse Bride, and Edward Scissorhands. Kasavitz says this: "This is a project I've been working on for 20 years. It's inspired by cult French graphic novel La Bête est morte, which was written during the Second World War. It reimagines that war as enacted by animals. The Nazis are the wolves who go after the quote-unquote vermin, the rabbits, who represented the war's victims. The story focuses on two rabbits who go after their family who have been taken away, and on their journey they discover adventures and more rabbits who join their cause." Caroline Thompson says, "It's a heartfelt, lovely story. We've been passing it between ourselves for quite a while. Matthew is a wonderful person to work with, and this has nudged me back into writing." There is no further news about The Big War at this time. During a brief interview, actor John Cena shared an update about his filming schedule. He confirmed that he's currently working on Heads of State, and then after that, he's going to be filming the second season of Peacemaker. Now, we already knew that production is set to begin this summer. However, in this brief clip, Cena confirms about how long filming is set to go. Here's that clip.
"We started filming before the strike, called Heads of State, with Priyanka Chopra and Idris Elba, ooh, and then straight from that to Peacemaker Season 2. Yeah. Oh. That'll take us through just about Christmas."
We know that Peacemaker Season 2 is going to be an official part of the DCU, but we're not sure exactly how that will play out, since Season 1 is reportedly no longer canon. There is no further news about Peacemaker Season 2 at this time. At CinemaCon, Sony's Crunchyroll announced the new films that they've acquired. They've got Haikyuu! The Dumpster Battle and Overlord: The Sacred Kingdom. Haikyuu! The Dumpster Battle originally released in Japan on March 29th and has grossed over $60 million to date to make it the biggest local title of the year so far. It follows Shoyo Hinata, who joins Karasuno High's volleyball club to be like his idol, a former player known as the Little Giant. But Hinata soon finds that he must team up with his middle school nemesis, Tobio Kageyama. Their clashing styles turn into a surprising weapon, but can they beat their rival Nekomo High in the highly anticipated dumpster battle, the long-awaited ultimate showdown between two opposing underdog teams? Next up is Overlord: The Sacred Kingdom, which is the first theatrical film from the fan-favorite franchise based on the light novels by Kugane Maruyama, and it is a continuation of the series, picking up after the conclusion of Season 4. The story follows Momonga, a regular salaryman who finds himself transported into his favorite video game. There is no further news about Crunchyroll's films at this time. According to Deadline, Tim Kring's Heroes is set to get another reboot. The series would be called Heroes Eclipsed. Now, this would be the second reboot, so let's start from the top. The original series, Heroes, debuted in 2006. The series is an epic drama that chronicles the lives of ordinary people. A genetics professor, a hospice nurse, a single mom, a street cop, a small-town cheerleader, a tormented artist, a computer geek. All of them coming to grips with newly found remarkable powers. Then in 2015, there was a limited series reboot called Heroes Reborn. The story was set years after the events in the original series and introduced a new group of Evos as more ordinary people discovered that they possess unique abilities. And now Heroes Eclipsed is once again following that pattern where new heroes and villains are awakened. Reportedly, it will feature familiar villains and new enemies who once again will be attempting to suppress this next step in human evolution. It will be up to the new group of heroes to save the world. There is no further news about Heroes Eclipsed at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Universal confirmed that their horror movie Megan is set to receive a sequel. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 14th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, be sure to check out sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.